military aid for Ukraine, saying it would help Kyiv's forces in the fight against Russian forces in the Donbas region. Mr. Biden said the newest round of U.S. support will include heavy artillery, dozens of howitzers, 144,000 rounds of ammunition for them, and tactical drones. He said the new package was tailored to help Ukraine's forces address the growing Russian offensive in the country's east, which he said would be a different kind of fight than that in the north around Kyiv, where Ukrainian forces successfully beat back the Russian invasion in the first 6 weeks of the war. Russia's president has tried to claim victory over the strategic port city of Mariupol in southeastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
President Vladimir Putin declared the operation in Mariupol a success, even though resistant Ukrainian forces remain holed up in a sprawling steel plant within the city. Presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov echoed Putin's claim. The operation continues according to plan. Mariupol, which has become a hub of nationalist formations, has been liberated. Ukraine's presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych believes Putin cannot physically capture the Azovstal plant harboring Ukrainian soldiers. They would not storm the Azovstal plant because they did not want to lose Russian troops, who would have to fight brutal battles in Azovstal. Putin himself has said he preferred to isolate the holdout so that not even a fly comes through. His defense minister said the plant was blocked off, while giving yet another prediction that the site could be taken in days. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban met Pope Francis Thursday at the Vatican as the war in Ukraine cast a shadow over two leaders who have long sought closer ties with Russia. This is VOA News. A new AP-NORC poll shows many Americans do not think U.S. President Joe Biden has been tough enough with Russia during the Ukraine war. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
54% of those who responded think the president needs to get tougher with Russia. Democrat Gregory Coney in Massachusetts says sanctions should have started sooner.
0 to 60. It should have started bang right away. You know, even when they were thinking about everything should have been already set up, ready to go.
Coney thinks delays may have been costly.
Maybe we could have saved more lives.
36% in the poll think the president's approach has been about right. 8% say he's been too tough. Jennifer Bryant is an independent in Washington, D.C.
I don't support war. I don't think that we should be the world police, engaging in other people's conflicts.
Support for U.S. involvement in Ukraine is waning. 32% of Americans say the U.S. should have a major role. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Shanghai, China's largest city and commercial engine, is inching towards reopening after weeks-long restrictions kept most of its 25 million people confined to their homes. Faced with the country's worst virus outbreak in 2 years, Shanghai doubled down on the Communist Party's unrelenting zero-COVID approach. The surge is driven by the fast-spreading Omicron variant and is the country's worst outbreak in 2 years. The Biden administration is trying to overturn a court order that voided the federal mask mandate for travelers. AP correspondent from Washington, Sagar Magani, reports.
2 days after a federal judge struck down the mandate, the Justice Department appealed the ruling on a request from the CDC, which says it believes masking during travel remains necessary for public health. It's unclear if the administration will ask for the mandate to immediately be reimposed, which would cause a whiplash among travelers, since most airlines and many public transit systems have already lifted the mask requirement. The administration itself has been giving mixed messages.
Do people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president Tuesday was answering the question quite literally, given the court order.
People are not legally bound to wear masks.
While noting he's encouraging travelers to keep wearing masks, it's still required on Air Force One. Sagar Magani, Washington.
17 people have been killed in suspected jihadist attacks in northern Nigeria, where a more than decade-long Islamist insurgency has claimed tens of thousands of lives, sources said Thursday. Around 24 fighters dressed in military-like uniform and believed to be from the Islamic State West Africa Province group sneaked on foot into town late Wednesday, militia sources said. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new package of military aid for Ukraine.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.